You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes a look at the origins of the real and mysterious red violin.
From the pages of musical history today comes a compelling legend, mysteriously wrapped in a composite of truth and sensationalized fiction. As always, getting to the real story is a bit of a challenge here, but the hidden truth about the so-called red violin is worth knowing. Because this famed and real violin was the subject of a popular but completely fictional 1998 movie, the historical details are obscured in the process. In the Academy Award-winning movie, the red violin acquired its deep red color because its owner painted it with his wife's blood. Although that's macabre enough to capture anyone's attention, the actual red violin has what is perhaps an even more interesting true story, and one that even in the light of known history, still has a sufficient amount of mystery attached. The red violin is in fact a 1720 Stradivarius, which promptly disappeared from the record for over 200 years before reappearing at auction in the early 20th century. Its unusual color and the mystery surrounding its lack of documented ownership led to much speculation and, yes, legend. After all, legend is what often fills in a gap of knowledge. In this case, the unique and striking red color of a precision instrument by one of history's greatest musical creators, Antonio Stradivari, just begged for a legend all its own. Any violin creation of Stradivari would have been stark white when finished. The process of curing the wood would take up to several weeks of sun exposure, followed by the application of a base coat to bring out whatever the wood's natural color and dimension might be. Finally, the process would be completed by the application of varnish that would provide its lasting color, whatever variation or hue of rich brown that might be. Many fine violins produced around the same era are light brown or rich, caramel-colored, even golden. And it is known that many creators of these wooden instruments would sometimes experiment with earlier known dyes or processes that were even centuries old. What Stradivari did with this particular violin, to give it a legend-producing blood-red color, is not exactly known, although experts and scholars have some good ideas. The most likely explanation is that Stradivari used a dye from the red madder plant, known to ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans, and introduced into Western Europe by the time of the High Middle Ages. It was used by some of the great masters of the Renaissance and beyond as a red pigment for painting, and also came to be used as a permanent dye or stain that created the famous red coat of the British Army. Its use on this violin would explain its deep red and, yes, blood-like color on the wood. Whoever first owned the red violin is not known. In fact, very little is known of it at all until its 20th century appearance to be sold by some of the descendants of Felix Mendelssohn. It appeared again at auction in 1990, where it sold for over $1.6 million to the grandfather of current concert violinist Elizabeth Pitcairn. She chose to keep the identity of her violin secret until she had honed her talent, practicing with it at her home, but taking a more common violin with her for her conservatory studies. The resonance of this musical legend is compelling indeed and speaks directly to the human interest in the unfinished story. It contains elements that are perfectly suited for legend, originating with one of the most famous creators of musical instruments to have ever lived, followed by a silent history for 200 years.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.